Hi, my name is Rebecca Carter, and this interview is part of my VC Local History Option 1991. My topic is the history of the Anglican Church in the parish of Belgrave, and my interviewees are Reverend Ian Wycart, who is the Vicar of St Martin's Anglican Church in Belgrave Heights, and Mrs Beryl Robinson, who is a member of St Martin's congregation. Okay, Mrs Robinson, I'll start with you. Can you please tell me how long you've been a resident in the Belgrave Heights area for?
Well, I think about 30 years.
Mm-hmm.
And that's all around the area.
Right, okay.
And where were we before that? We were at Blackburn.
Oh, right, okay. Mm. Uh-huh. You currently attend St Martin's Anglican Church in Belgrave Heights, is that right?
Yes.
Uh-huh. Okay. Have you previously attended any of the other three churches in the original parish of Belgrave, that is Belgrave Church, Selby Church or Upway Church?
Yes, I've attended each one of those in days gone by, you know.
Uh-huh.
Started off at Upway, went to Belgrave, I had gone a few times to Selby, and then now we're at Belgrave Heights.
Okay. Yeah. Can you tell me a little of the differences between the churches that you noticed when you went there?
Well, Upway Church was very just really Anglican. We had the old prayer book and we had very ordinary straight service and nothing very different to any of the other Anglican churches that we've both been to. And then it's Selby. Selby was always the smallest church and didn't have regular services there, but it was very much an ordinary service too. And then at Belgrave, it did change somewhat when one of the other ministers came, and he changed the format of the service a little bit, and it seemed to be much freer.
Oh, okay. What about the congregation sizes in the different churches?
Yes, well, at Upway, it was a reasonable-sized congregation with a mixture of ages, and the church was never really full, but it was a good-sized congregation.
Mm-hmm.
And then we had a mission, and a lot of new families came in, young families, and the church really grew in size and grew in all sorts of ways, you know, different people taking part, and it was a very good service.
Belgrave, was that a small congregation when you first went?
Or? Oh yes, that was a very small congregation when I first went.
Yeah.
And you know, it really didn't grow at all until we got the new minister.
Right.
And then it took off.
Okay. And about what time did you first go to Belgrave?
I first went to Belgrave, I think it was about 1962.
Uh-huh. And the first time that you went to Upway? Was that before or after?
Well, it was Upway first we went for a little while, and then we went to Belgrave because were the four churches, and we used to just sort of alternate and go to different ones because they were all part of the one parish.
Okay. Mm. Do you think that in any of these churches that a member of the local community could feel comfortable just walking in off the street into the church? Do you think they would be scared by the church, or do you think they'd feel comfortable?
I think they would. In fact, some people did come in to Belgrave just off the street.
Right.
And they felt comfortable there, especially when we had the new minister and they could see things were happening in the church, and they did come in off the street, and I think, you know, they did feel quite at home.
Yeah. Okay. So since 1962 you've been attending churches in Parish of Belgrave? Okay. What was the churches like when you first came here? Like, what was Belgrave like and Upway like?
Well, and I said it, the size of the congregation at Upway was never a very big congregation, but they were very regular attenders, and there was the age range, which was really young, as well as the young marriage, and there was quite a lot of children and older people. And
a broad range of ages,
really.
Okay.
And the formalities was very much at that stage was very much just the Anglican service.
So there wasn't any sort of high church service or?
No.
Right, okay. What sort of a relationship does Belgrave Heights Church and the other three churches have with the local communities now that you can see?
I think the at St Martin's at Belgrave Heights, the main thing is the involvement we have with a community shop attached to the church, and we're there serving the people, and a lot of them come in and sometimes speak to us about the church and about all sorts of things, things that are concerning them. You know, even if they're having problems, they'll often come in and speak to us, so that we are involved with people in the community to some degree.
Okay. You started going to Belgrave Heights when it first opened, is that right?
Well, it used to be, it was a very little church then, and we did start going, you know, when it was a small church, and now, of course, it's grown that much, and many more people come in.
Was the Belgrave Heights church, when you first came, was it the one around at the school, or was it the one that we're in now?
Oh, yes. No, I went to it around near the school for some time, until I started here.
That's where it was? That wasn't in a home or anything when you first came?
No, it wasn't in a home.
In that church in the school?
Near the school.
Has the relationship with the community, has it changed or differed from when you first started attending up here?
I think it has, because of the, as I said, I think the shop was the thing that brought the people in the community. You know, we were involved with different parts of the community as individuals, but some of us were in, people were in the fire brigade, and all the things that go on around the place.
Mm-hmm.
But I think the community shop has been the main thing that's brought people around.
And what about all the old families in the area? Do you think that once they started going other places and everything, do you think that that affected the church at all?
Well, it did, really. There were some people who came for a while, and then they seemed to want something more exciting, as they said, and they did take off and go to different places. But most of the people that I knew sort of stayed, and we did get quite a few who came from a church further down the line, and they came for some time, but they've sort of gone off and perhaps gone back to where they came from. But the main lot of people have stayed.
Okay, thank you very much.
That's quite a lot.
Okay, Mr. Whitehead, it's your turn now. Can you tell me how long you've been Vicar of St Martin's Belgrave Heights for?
3 years.
Right, okay, and who was there before you?
Reverend Ralph Rowe.
Right, and was he the first vicar of the newly formed Belgrave Heights?
That's right, he was the first vicar of the newly formed parish.
Right, okay. I understand that you've been involved with the churches in this area on numerous occasions sometime before this, is that right?
Yes, that's right.
Can you tell me in what way you're involved with the churches in the area?
Yes, well, 25 years ago we lived in Upper Ferntree Gully, and because we lived for a few months in Tacona, we'd come to worship at Belgrave, so we stayed on there for 5 years. So I was involved in the Sunday School of Belgrave, but also I would take services in each of the four churches in what was the old parish.
Right,
over
okay.
Over that 5 years.
Can you tell me a bit about the churches at this time?
The 25 years ago?
Well,
yeah, Belgrave was the obviously the central church in the parish, and the main church, and probably slightly more lively than Upway, although Upway had similar numbers. Both had good Sunday schools and ladies' guilds and so on.
Right.
St Martin's, which was in South Belgrave, on what's now part of the school grounds, was a small church with several, a small core of keen people. Selby was a building which, although it was a stone building, it wasn't in particularly good repair, and it had quite a small group of people.
Right.
And it was under constant threat of being closed because it was felt that people weren't interested enough to go there.
And who was the minister at this time?
Reverend Basil Stock.
Right. Okay. You also take services at Selby Church, which is the other half of your parish, is that right, as well as Belgrave Heights?
That's right.
Right, okay. Has the involvement of the local community in the church in both Selby and Belgrave Heights increased or decreased over the years, according to your observations?
Well, if I could start with Selby and compare the involvement of the community with the church now, what it was 25 years ago,
that's right.
There's far more involvement. The church is better known. I think that's partly because these days there is reliably every Sunday a service, and people don't need to say, oh, is it the fourth Sunday yet?
Oh, right.
Or whatever. Okay. There's a service there.
So some sort
every Sunday.
Regularity.
That's right.
Right.
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
And far more of the community are aware that it's there. Come along.
Okay. What about Belgrave High?
Well, certainly there's more people coming to worship in the building.
Yeah.
So much so that, of course, that the old building as I knew it became totally inadequate, hence the move to the present one, and the expansion of the present one.
Mm-hmm.
But in those days, back in the 1960s, there weren't that many people living in South Belgrave. There wasn't anything like a suburb then.
All right, okay.
So it's a little bit hard to gauge what percentage of people in South Belgrave were going to church compared to the percentage of people South Belgrave, Belgrave Heights now go to church.
Okay. Do you think that the church has been a prominent figure or central figure in the local community in the last few years, like it used to be?
I'm not sure how prominent it was, say, going back 20 or 30 years.
Right, You'd have to go a bit further back than that, wouldn't you?
That's right. Probably have to go back further than that. I don't know enough about the detailed history, say 40 or 50 years ago, to know how prominent it was then.
Yeah, okay.
But for a couple of reasons, the church figures more prominently in the consciousness of the community at the moment, particularly after the that awful accident in Selby where the truck smashed in our house and killed a mother and daughter.
Mm-hmm.
And the Selby, several Christians in the Selby church immediately began the process of visiting and so on, contacting local people who lived in the area and holding public meetings with support and so on. And the local press got hold of this and reported it very fully and sympathetically. So in the Selby area at least, the church stands for a caring organisation.
Right, so
and probably some of that's rippled through to Belgrave Heights too, because we have the same local paper.
Yeah, so it is more significant in the community than it was, say, 25 years ago, the church.
I think it is, Particularly for the op shop, too. The op shop draws people from all over the place, so people know there's a lively parish, you know, a lively group of people who are staff in the op shop.
Okay, then. Thank you very much for your time.
Thank you.